Welcome back to America's Commercial Real Estate Show. I'm Michael Bull. Thank you for being with us. Well, this segment is brought to you by my company, Bull Realty, for customized asset and occupancy solutions. Give me a call or check us out at bullrealty.com. Today, we're talking about the office market, the office use world. And one of the things that I think is very important for office building owners and occupiers and those who of us who help them are cell phone coverage in the buildings. Look, how do you feel if you don't know where your cell phone is and you get in your car or something, right? You're like, all right, I'm freaking out. Where's my phone? Well, think about how many people are using phones. And one of the things that when you go into buildings, and specifically office buildings, sometimes you can lose connections when you're in the elevator or in the space itself. Well, we have found a solution for this huge problem. Please welcome my guest. It's J.D. Jeske. He's Director of Real Estate with Airwaves, and he's here in Studio One. J.D., thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Airwaves, like Airwaves, W-A-V-E-S, right?
W-A-V-Z. Yep.
V-Z, okay. Yep. All right. I got to learn how to spell Airwaves.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
you go. Right. Well, good. Well, as I mentioned, when I represent tenants and we represent office tenants in Atlanta, help them get the right space for their business, right? One of the things I do is I take my phone and I'm checking it, the bars and things on my phones when I enter the parking lot, when I go in the building and elevators. And I did that at our building when we moved in, and I had seemingly good reception on my bars. But then sometimes people are in the building and actually in the space, and they're not getting good reception. So what's going on there?
Yeah, it's a common problem. And simply put, Airwaves provides the solution to cell phone coverage in your office buildings. These things have quickly become the go-to form of communicating and doing business in our daily and personal lives. And we're using them now more than ever inside office buildings. So 80% of cell phone traffic is taking place inside buildings, which, if you take a second to kind of take a step back, was not the intent of these phones. You know, phones started with the bag phone and the car phone, and they were meant for outdoor mobile use. In society, we've actually kind of gotten away from that. There's the no hands law. There's the, don't pick up your phone while you're driving law. So we're almost even encouraged not to be doing that. So our infrastructure, our digital infrastructure of how we use phones has changed from when they're invented to now. And so having proper cell phone use inside the office building is more important than it's ever been in our society and our culture and the way we do business.
And what is it? Is it the steel, the brick, the glass? Is that what's breaking up the...
Yeah, it's all of that, actually, and fundamentally. So Airwaves, our solution, cell phone service just doesn't travel well through office buildings. LEED buildings are specifically poor because of the low E glass. Office buildouts have a play on that. But also we live in this, what we call the BYOD generation, bring your own device to work. So we are no longer picking up the desk phone and making a call, and we're actually seeing tenant build-outs and even co-working spaces. You're putting in these gorgeous, beautiful build-outs. There's not a desk phone in sight. So it's the demand of who is around you, what's the capacity issue on the macro, which is the outdoor tower, and how is it interacting inside of your building. All of these things impact the communication with your device, and the only way to solve that is through a system like ours that we provide, which is to bring the antenna and the source closer to the user and inside of the building.
Yeah, and the time of day matters, right? Because like I mentioned, check my phone, I've got good bars, but then we're on a phone call and we start losing them on the cell service. So it matters what's going on around you?
It does, yeah. Where your building sits specifically, how the people working in and around that building, peak hours, lunch hours, things like that. And what's interesting is that the onus has really shifted to the building owner. The carriers, Verizon, AT&T and T-Mobile, and potentially Sprint there with the merger, they don't have the balance sheet to solve this for every building across the United States to coming in and putting this in. Their issue is, and as we get closer to 5G, is they're out with the macro coverage outdoors solving those. That's where their budget and manpower and everything goes in. That's why they enjoy working with us, and then the partnership with building owners is because we go in and we're providing the infrastructure inside the building that allows tenants and ultimately the customers to have that superior connection and actually use these things how they were meant to be done.
So the carriers themselves aren't really solving the problem, and it's because of budget for them?
Yeah, they just can't do it. Yeah. I mean, think about the number of office buildings across the U.S. So they're happy to solve a big public venue, maybe a hotel or ballpark here and there, but they cannot go to every run-of-the-mill in every market and solve this and offer a free system. So it has to be on the onus of the building owner providing that service to the tenants, because as we talk about the office space of the future and what is technology doing and how are we forecasting not just today and what's working right now, but the next 10 years and through the 2020s of office buildings, the way we are adapting to technology, whether that's through apps or a little more control, that is evolving, and how a building owner needs to approach this as a utility and the fourth utility is really the importance of what's going on.
Right, and you think about the Internet of Things and how every device seems to be connected to the Internet so we can monitor it. That's only going to continue. And like you mentioned, we could go in a building as a tenant or tenant rep at 3 o'clock on a Friday, and we're doing a tour, and we've got good bars. And maybe we check our phone, and it's actually working well, right? Mm-hmm. But then we could be there at lunchtime, and maybe a lot more people came to the food court, and all of a sudden we've got a problem.
Yep. And maybe you have Verizon, and the tenant you're helping is a enterprise client of AT&T. So yeah. everyone who's working for them has an AT&T phone. So just because it works for one doesn't mean it works for all.
So when you do a solution for a building, it's not based on AT&T or Verizon. It's general.
We do a neutral system, which means that every carrier could come into that system, and it's all based on one single infrastructure. So we run a fiber backbone, which is going to be prepared and future ready for 5G when it gets here. And a quick background on that, I know that's a buzzword and a lot of people love that, but that's just the next generation. Mm-hmm. So 1G allowed us to talk, to each other. 2G allowed us to send messages. 3G allowed us to get on the internet. 4G made it all faster, and 5G is going to blow it out of the water. That's where you're really going to see the Internet of Things and IoT really take place. And if you're talking about smart cities and autonomous vehicles, 5G is the mechanism that's driving all of that. And to take advantage of 5G as we become accustomed to it when it's here, we're going to expect the same speeds and the same, the same latency and all of that inside our office building, because just like when we went from 3 to 4, like, oh, well, I need 4G here and I need 4G here. It's the level of expectation of power behind the phone that we're going to get used to.
So 5G is going to be faster, but it's not going to penetrate the buildings as well?
Yeah, it's a different, not to get too technical, but it's a different wavelength. So 5G, long, for our camera, long, strong rolling wave. 5G is more of a millimeter wave, much more rapid. So it's going to require more infrastructure, physical infrastructure to move the waves around. Which is fine. It's just that's where the construction is going to happen.
Yeah, and I think if you're managing an office building or any type of building and you're not paying attention to this, you could be losing tenants that move out or they don't move in because they can't get good reception. You're thinking, and there's a lot of talk today about attracting millennials and retention and recruiting for all businesses. And it's not just millennials that want to use our phones. Everybody wants to use it. So you really got to think about this as what that's doing to your bottom line as a business operator and also as a landlord. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the office space of the future. And really, you have to take the high quality aspect and holistic approach to your building. You can't do the band-aid patches of solving for this tenant here or this carrier there. You have to take a moment to pause with all the technology and say, what is the best for this building? And hopefully that is increased rent on the back end. And then, if you do trade hands with that building and sell it, you're offering a higher quality product.
I had a tenant the other day. I told him the building was full service that I was showing the tenant and going to tour. And the tenant said, okay, so that includes 5G internet, right? And I'm like, oh, right, yeah, I guess that is considered a utility now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a utility. And they want to know, and really, technology allows flexibility. Technology is giving us the ability where your tenant can build out any beautiful technology advanced space that they have because you're running that fiber backbone and everything is communicating ubiquitously across your floor plate. So it's knowing that that exists that allows tenants, you can do whatever you want. And that's what we've really seen some cool tenants do. Some of them are in the brokerage world with CBRE and Cushman building out some beautiful spaces. And then the co-working groups, and most of them are hoteling and they're not using a desk phone and they're really putting the expectation on the future is our cell phones and what's in our hand.
Yeah, you gotta have it. And there's a lot of talk today about the growth of co-working, mm-hmm. right? And these companies coming in. So if you're a tenant in a building or you're managing a building and you have a big co-working tenant maybe coming and take a floor, how might that impact the situation?
Huge impact. Yeah, huge impact. So if you were above or below that floor or anywhere, you know, you're the building next door, you've just brought in another 200, 300 people and devices, again, with no desk phones, that are going to be on their, you know, their iPads and their phones all day long. It's impacting. It's a capacity issue. Having an in-building wireless solution is the key to being able to handle that.
Yeah, because you know those tenants are using their phones.
Right.
I mean, that's the design of it.
Millennial generation. That's exactly right.
Right. Well, it's interesting. And one of the things that everybody's concerned about in commercial real estate is no different, or maybe even more so, is the cost. Mm-hmm. All right. So what would be a sample cost? Let's say I'm in an office, a 60,000 square foot office, and we have a top floor here of a building and kind of cool space. What would it cost us, for example, to have a great solution that would host every carrier?
Yeah, so anytime we touch these, it's a neutral host system. So we can, you know, that's kind of a fundamental part of Airwave's solution. But you're looking at a per square foot cost basis. So for Atlanta, it's different market by market, but Atlanta, you're looking at 10 to 15 cents a square foot for a full building, and that's paid back monthly as an operating cost, because it is a utility. So yeah. No capital expense by building owners to kind of get their building future ready. I won't say future proof, but future ready for the next generation and the next steps.
And do you have some landlords that maybe offer it as an option, or they could monetize it themselves, sort of?
Yeah, I'll say the way our structure is looked at, and what I really enjoy about it, it's kind of a three-win tier, you know. And the first is building owners. You know, they get the win because they can continue to do real estate deals and focus on the real estate of their business. They don't have to worry about technology. Cell phones are working. Tenants aren't complaining. Mm-hmm. Now I can focus on what I'm good at, and Airwave can focus on what we're good at. And then the others is the carriers. Again, they don't have the budget to go into these buildings, but they're certainly happy to offload, you know, a big pull from their macro outdoor network. So they enjoy working with us because that's just more satisfied customers for them inside an office building. Again, no complaints. And then ultimately, it's the tenants. It's the people like you and I that are winning and enjoying their cell phones because they're not complaining, and they can pick up this device anywhere in the building and know that it's just going to work. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what matters. We all want our cell phones to work. And if
right.
you think you have tenants or tenant reps that are touring your buildings and they're not checking that, well, they are checking that. Mm-hmm. If you've got existing tenants that are having problems, watch out. You may have some turnover from it. JD, thanks for joining us, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Always good to talk about technology and the future of our working space.
All right. Well, thank you. And let us know what you think. Do you ever have any issues with cell phone coverage in the buildings where you work? Let us know what you think. Thank you for sharing the show, and thanks for connecting with us on our social media sites. You can find them all at commercialrealestateshow.com. Thanks for listening. Till next week, be sure that you always lead, learn, and laugh, and join us for America's Commercial Real Estate Show.
America's Commercial Real Estate Show is brought to you by Bull Realty. For customized asset and occupancy solutions, visit bullrealty.com. Commercial Agent Success Strategies, incredible training for commercial agents. Visit commercialagentsuccess.com. Red IQ, turning multifamily data into actionable intelligence. Visit rediq.com.